Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. On the 50th anniversary of Robert Kennedy's death, family and friends held a service today to remember his legacy. WBUR's Alex Ashlock attended the service at Arlington National Cemetery, where RFK is buried.
It was called a joyful celebration of the life of Robert Francis Kennedy, and there was plenty of joy, spiritual and emotional. Gospel music echoed across the Memorial Amphitheater not far from Kennedy's grave. Father Matt Malone delivered the invocation, and he reflected what many of the speakers said today.
Bobby Kennedy still lives in millions of hearts that seek a newer world.
Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, the eldest of Robert and Ethel Kennedy's children, welcomed the crowd. She was just a teenager when her father was killed.
It was very painful to lose my father. And yet a half a century later, each of you have come here, many traveling from far, as far away as Italy, Ireland, and Australia. Thank you for remembering.
She recalled her father's love of Shakespeare and how her room was right next to his. And he would listen to readings while he did push-ups in the morning. I woke up to his grunts and Shakespeare, she said. Congressman Joseph Kennedy III wasn't even born when his grandfather was assassinated. He talked about his grandfather's work with farm workers and civil rights leaders.
That humanity anchored my grandfather. It carried him from the fields of farm workers to the hollows of Appalachia, from the sprawling reservations of Indian country to the tenements of Bed-Stuy, where in the shadows, in the background, in the quiet spaces that rarely sought or got attention, Robert Kennedy found the arteries of our American heart.
Some of the people Robert Kennedy worked with on those causes read passages of his speeches. Dolores Huerta co-founded the National Farm Workers Association. She was on the stage with Kennedy the night he was shot. She read from his 1966 speech he delivered at the University of Cape Town in South Africa.
We must recognize the full human equality of all of our people before God, before the law, and in the councils of government. We must do it for the simple and fundamental reason that it is the right thing to do.
This ceremony did harken back to Kennedy's words, but some of them were voiced by young leaders of today. Emma Gonzalez, a survivor of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, is now one of the leaders of the March for Our Lives movement. She also read from Kennedy's speech in Cape Town that was delivered in 1966.
First is the danger of futility, the belief there is nothing one man or one woman can do against the enormous array of this world's ills, against misery and ignorance, injustice and violence. Yet many of the world's great movements of thought and action have flowed from the work of a single man.
Midway through today's remembrance of Robert Kennedy, country music star Kenny Chesney walked onto the stage. He performed Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
He had introduced it by saying that Robert Kennedy carried the promise of the song in his heart until the day he died.
From the Redwood Forest.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Alex Ashlock in Washington.
This land was made for you and me.